And then suddenly I remembered that I had spoken to my sister the night before, and that her husband, so my brother-in-law Neil, was in New York for work. I had no idea where he worked, absolutely no idea, but I knew he was in New York. And so, of course, panic started. What were the chances of him being in one of the towers? Probably minuscule. But when you're in that situation, you don't think like that. So, of course, straight away on the telephone to my mum, trying to get my sister. We were very lucky, of course. My brother-in-law was not affected in any way, except for the fact that he was stuck in New York for something like 10 days. He couldn't leave because there were no flights. And when aeroplanes started flying again, they were really, really full. So he was stuck for 10 days in New York, which was quite frightening because you didn't really know what was happening.